Minnesota News Network, I'm Ashley Walker. The Minnesota Bureau of Criminal Apprehension, the FBI, and the Minneapolis Police are working to investigate the mass shooting at Annunciation Catholic School Wednesday that left two children dead and 17 people injured. Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey says we need to be doing more than talking. Quote, it can't just be words.
I think the impetus has to be on all of us as leaders to do a whole lot more, to recognize that we've got more guns in this country than we have people.
Police Chief Brian O'Hara says the shooter, 23-year-old Robin Westman, used a rifle, shotgun, and pistol, and that she bought them all legally and recently. Elected officials, clergy, and anti-gun violence groups are calling for action today with a news conference at Minneapolis City Hall. They say it's to honor the victims and push for a ban on assault weapons and high-capacity magazines. There's also a growing memorial outside the school. The community placed candles, stuffed animals, flowers, notes, and ribbons around the tree to honor the 19 people shot. Hundreds turned out for vigils last night at Lyndhurst Park and at the Academy of Holy Angels High School in Richfield. The Basilica of St. Mary in Minneapolis is hosting an interfaith prayer service at 5:30 this evening. The signs are now up on the Sergeant Joshua Schmidt Memorial Highway on a renamed stretch of Highway 23 north of Wilmer. His grandmother, Janice Hazen of New London, talked at the raising ceremony about the boy who became a soldier and died in Iraq in April 2007.
He was my first grandchild. So we saw him grow up and helped with him, and he was a fun kid. He always loved babies and old people.
The Minnesota legislature passed a bill this spring renaming the highway in honor of Sergeant Schmidt. Representative Dave Baker of Wilmer said he was surprised and glad to see the signs went up before Labor Day. MnDOT is inviting the public to a virtual update on the Twin Ports Interchange Project. For real-time travel info, visit 511mn.org. University of Minnesota researchers are exploring whether naturally occurring fungi could help control buckthorn, an invasive species that threatens native ecosystems in the Midwest. In a recent study, scientists identified 120 fungal species from dying buckthorn at 19 sites in Minnesota and Wisconsin, 46 of which are known to cause cankers or root rot in woody plants. Ongoing tests are evaluating how well these fungi infect healthy buckthorn. The Golden Gopher football team kicks off the regular season tonight at home against Buffalo. Minnesota coach PJ Fleck says he's excited to see how his new quarterback Drake Lindsey does.
He's a special young man. I saw that in high school in a state championship game. Then you watched him all last year, learn how to transform his body, attach to Max Brosmer's hip. Max taught him everything he knows.
The Golden Gophers went 9-4 last year and bring back running back Darius Taylor and all Big Ten safety Coy Parrish. Playboy Cardi is bringing his Antagonist tour to Minnesota this fall for his first show at the XL Energy Center, soon to be the Grand Casino Arena. This is MNN.